loved Barbies, but I could not stand like girly TV shows. It was so weird. Like, not just the Olsen twins, but like the animated stuff too. I was never into My Little Pony. I didn't like that stuff. I just liked the girly toys.
Mm.
So, I know it's kind of weird, but
I guess. Weird. I don't know. I, you know, growing up with Courtney as my little sister, there was a few things I'd watch with her. Not really a lot of the girly stuff, but like certain cartoons that we would both be into. But being, I mean, you're about the same age difference from your brother as I was my sister. Yeah, 3 years and change, right?
It's
around.
Just 2 years, but yeah, close enough.
Yeah, because Courtney was August 88, I'm January 85, so that's 3 years and change. But yeah, and there's a lot of movies that we both thoroughly enjoyed. Stuff like Goofy Movie, which I know you can't stand because you're a terrible person.
Well, I don't like Goofy, I'm sorry.
But it's a great movie.
It had good parts.
It's a great movie. And then we liked The Brave Little Toaster. I remember that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Did you like that one?
It was cute.
Didn't like Rockadoodle. Couldn't stand that crap.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, that was it.
And I think I liked All Dogs Go to Heaven.
I love that movie.
But I don't think she did.
That's weird.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh. I mean, it was just like classic Disney princess movies, and then that's as far as girly I would go with television.
Courtney was all about the Disney princess films, which I couldn't give two shits about. Like, seriously, if you put me in a bathroom and said, we need you to shit twice for Disney movies, I couldn't do it.
Okay.
Because it's such a weird saying, you know, I couldn't give two shits. Why would you shit for a movie? Like, you like this movie? Shit for it. Go ahead. We'll wait. That's a weird thing to do. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to LR Mornings with Kyle and...
Christine.
And it is Friday. It's the end of the week, which most people look forward to, unless you have kids, because then them little buggers are home for 2 days. You got to deal with it. You got to put up with it. Oh, man. It's a... Movies are such a, it's such a great medium to, humans have been telling stories, writing down stories for others to be told forever, basically, you know, since language went from being spoken to being written and spoken, you've been able to have stories recorded. And handed down and down and again and again. And I mean, there's nothing really new under the sun, and every movie that we see is telling some story that's been told before, but in a new way. And mm-hmm. I love it. I love going to the movies. It kind of sucks not having the freedom to go to the movies as much as we used to, but that's all right. It is Halloween time, though.
Yep.
The Halloween time brings about Halloween movies, not just scary movies, but movies dealing with Halloween. And as somebody that grew up in a household that loved Halloween, being married to somebody who grew up in a household that did not celebrate Halloween, it has been an interesting 13 years of marriage almost, introducing you to movies.
It must be really frustrating, actually. You know, you have to, like, suppress, like, gosh, I can't believe she hasn't seen that or hasn't done this. And, you know, my childhood was so awesome because I got to do this. And
more it's, like, suppressing urges to, like, throttle your parents. No, I'm joking. What Halloween movies have you seen? Like, not scary movie, but movies dealing with Halloween.
Let me see here.
With me.
Yeah, we've seen the first one you showed me was Nightmare Before Christmas,
which was crazy that you hadn't seen that.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
That's such a family friendly movie too.
Yeah, there's Halloween. I've seen that. What else have you shown me? I've seen Trick or Treat, but I don't think you have.
No, I've seen Trick or Treat.
Oh, you have?
Yeah,
okay, long but time I didn't ago. See it with you.
No. What about Hocus Pocus?
No,
God.
Haven't seen that yet.
Oh my God, that's like a staple of our generation. That's like what people that were born in the 80s and grew up in the 90s watched. They watched Hocus Pocus every year.
We didn't. We always went out to the movies to avoid trick-or-treaters. That's so sad.
Yeah, yeah. What about Ernest Scared Stupid? Have I shown you that one?
No.
Oh, God. I got a long list now. I got to start making lists. But you guys watched Addams Family because I know your parents have that on Blu-ray or DVD or so. They have it at their house.
Yes. We've seen the first and the second. I've seen them many times. I love those movies.
Yeah, they're good movies. Mm-hmm. So why Addams Family but not Nightmare Before Christmas?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's so weird.
I guess because with Hocus Pocus, it is I guess my parents haven't seen it. So it's like up front, it's like, oh yeah, they're witches. No magic, no divination. So
Even though grandma and the Addams Family definitely is a witch.
I don't know. I'm confused too.
So what movies what is on your list of things for me to show you that I haven't, because I haven't thought about it or it just hasn't come up in a while?
I don't know. I think Hocus Pocus is the only one I can think of right now. I'm looking right now. There's other things that I've seen. Yeah, I think that's the only one.
No, I'm going to make you watch Ernest Scared Stupid. That's going to happen. It's funny. It's ridiculously lame. It's childish. It's hilarious. I absolutely love it. I didn't care what was that Halloween Town. I think that one used to come on Disney or Nickelodeon. I never watched that one.
I think I've seen clips of it on someone's show making fun of it on YouTube. I think I'd seen that.
What about horror movies? Now, I've definitely shown you quite a few horror movies.
We've seen a lot together.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite horror flicks?
The one that we saw when we were in Clarksville, Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon.
Oh, God. Such a good movie.
Love that one.
Which was my number one pick for slasher films on LRM Ranks It with Brian a few months ago. That's absolutely great.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I don't know. The new It, I really like. Yeah. A lot of what they're showing right now is Cabin in the Woods was good.
Cabin in the Woods was awesome. We went and saw that in theaters, too.
Yep.
That was back when, that was before, what year did that come out? Was that before Lucas, or did we have to drop him off at daycare to go see that
one? That was in 2011, so it was before
Lucas. Okay, so yeah, that was before Lucas. That was probably 2011? Are you sure?
That's what it says right here.
Because I could have swore we saw that in... Excuse me. I could have swore we saw that in Georgia. And we didn't get back to Georgia till 2012. Maybe it was made in 2011, but when was that really? Cabin in the Woods release.
It's going to bother you, isn't it?
April 13th, 2012. Was when it finally hit theaters.
Oh, okay.
So it was premiered or something like that in 2011. But yeah, it didn't hit until 2012. So yeah, that was such a good movie. I really enjoyed that movie. It is one of the coolest. It uses all sorts of horror tropes, kind of like a Scary Movie did, or not Scary Movie, but like Scream did. Scream used all these slasher tropes. This one uses a whole bunch of horror tropes in it, but I don't know what it was about it. I know like my uncle, who's a huge horror fan, can't stand it. I fucking love it to death. It's great. It's funny. It's Evil Dead plus. And I love the Evil Dead. Now that's a good one. I showed you both the original Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, and we watched the Evil Dead remake. What's your favorite out of all those?
That's hard. I don't know.
Okay, so out of the originals, Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, and Army of Darkness with Ash, which one was your favorite? I have to give it to Army of Darkness just because it's over the top.
Yeah, you might be I might have to agree with you, although I don't like to agree with you.
So just for shits and giggles, Evil Dead 2?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll work. I really enjoyed the remake, though. I thought the remake was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Brutal. The angry raping tree was definitely much more angry and rapey. Mm-hmm. The chainsaw usage was just glorious. Mm-hmm. I actually really kind of sort of want to watch that movie again. What other reboots were good? Nightmare on Elm Street was pretty decent.
Yes. I like those movies.
I mean the remake of it.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you know.
Yeah.
Both.
Halloween. How do you feel? Did you like Rob Zombie's take or the 2018 soft reboot that we just watched or the original?
I don't know. Probably Rob Zombie's take. I really like those.
A lot more brutal. Mm-hmm. A lot more intense.
Yep.
Zombie's an intense guy. Have I shown you House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects? Have you seen those yet?
I don't think I have.
Okay. We need to add that to the list.
Yeah, make a list. We need to make a, not just mental, because apparently our brains can't remember. We need to actually make a physical list of awesome things to watch.
What other good horror movies are you into?
Yeah, I like the Silence of the Lambs I'm looking at right here. I loved that one. Let's see here.
Blair Witch. That was garbage.
I was not into that.
That was I remember everybody being like, it's so scary. It was one of the earliest found footage films. And I watched it, finally get to the end, and you see the kids standing in the corner, and you're just like, this was the worst waste of time ever. That's a good one. 1408.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
That's one of my favorites. What about Sixth Idle Sense. Hands?
I do like Idle Hands. That was a really good movie. Yeah.
It's hilarious. For those of you that have never seen Idle Hands, it stars teen heartthrob of the day, Devon Sawa, and Seth Green, and the dude that plays Foggy Nelson on Daredevil, mm-hmm. Marvel's Netflix Daredevil. Green and that guy play two stoners. Well, Saw was a stoner too. Jessica Alba's in that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great teen stoner horror movie. Love it. Watch it every year. It's a really good Halloween movie. I highly suggest that one. The Faculty's good too. I talked about that with Brian with Alien Invasions.
Mm.
What's your favorite scary movie? No, seriously, out of all the scary movies, which one do you think is your favorite?
I don't. I probably would have to say, crap. I just had it in my head. The Rise of Leslie Vernon. Behind the Mask. The Rise of Leslie Vernon.
Why is that?
Because it makes me laugh. So you get the horror stuff, but then, you know, I don't want to give away too much of it. You probably have already.
No, I don't like to tell anybody the twist in that movie at all. But, I mean,
okay.
You could describe that it starts off kind of like a dark comedy. I mean,
yeah,
it does.
It does. Yeah, the guy, Leslie, he's really funny and likable. So it's good. I like it.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's my absolute favorite slasher film. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
What's your least favorite?
Least favorite horror movie? Exorcist. It's overrated. I mean, people. It's funny when you watch. I've seen a documentary on when The Exorcist was released and the people that were like fainting in the movie theaters and people that were throwing up and leaving. And it's just like, I watched The Exorcist at probably way too young of an age. But it's not, maybe I'm just desensitized. Like the stuff, I can't imagine showing The Devil's Rejects to a crowd from the 1970s. You know, and that's the day of exploitation films, the day of grindhouse films. And yet, I still think that today's movies are 1,000 times worse. Maybe it's the realism of today's movies.
Yeah.
You know, but Exorcist, probably one of my, not that it's bad, just it's one of my least favorites.
Mm.
You know, when it comes to like slasher flicks, everybody talks about Jason, Freddy, and Michael, Leslie Vernon. One movie that constantly gets skipped out on, though, Scream.
Yeah.
One of the best slasher flicks ever made. Craven was a genius with Scream. And even though there's multiple killers for the Ghostface killer, I watched it not too long ago. I watched it for, I don't remember if I watched it for LRM Ranks It or if I was just in the mood to watch it. And it holds up. It holds up surprisingly well.
It's a good movie. It's been a while since I've seen it, but yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. So other, maybe I
should watch it again.
Yeah. Other than the clothing, it doesn't really date itself by, mm-hmm. well, that and the use of big cell phones and wireless or cordless phones in a house. Other than phone usage, the movie doesn't really date itself too much, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. What about clowns? How do you feel about clowns?
I don't like clowns. I'm not scared of clowns, but what was the name of that movie that...
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
No.
Oh.
No, it's not even like scary. It's, well, I mean, the clown isn't scary. What was it called?
Do you know anybody that's in it?
I'm trying to remember his name. I'm drawing a blank here.
What was the story about?
I don't want to say it online. It's so dark.
Oh, you're talking vulgar.
Yes. I couldn't even finish it. It was so horrifying. And so it's like, I don't know. I just see clowns and I'm like, poor Dante. I can't help it.
So for those of you that don't know, Vulgar is a movie that borrowed some of the actors from Kevin Smith's View Askew Universe. I think it was Walt Flanagan that directed that one? Let me see. Vulgar IMDb. Let's see. Brian Johnson. So Brian Johnson was the one that directed it, and it starred Brian O'Halloran. Kevin Smith made a cameo in it. Ethan Suplee played in it. And of course, Brian Johnson and Brian O'Halloran, or I already said O'Halloran, Brian Johnson himself was part of it. Anyways, it uses, you know, a bunch of those guys from the View Askewniverse, not their characters though, just actors. And it is the most twisted, fucked up, horrifying, worst movie you could watch. You'll need a shower after watching it. I do not suggest you watch this movie. It's not even fucked up in a good way. It's just fucked up, man. I can't watch it. And I can watch just about anything. I can't watch Vulgar.
No, that one's hard to swallow. That was rough.
Have you seen Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
No.
We need to watch that one.
Okay.
I know I said we should watch, I think it was Critters?
Yeah, because you keep calling me that.
Critters, yeah. There's two good ones. There's Critters and Critters 3. Those are my favorite. Which is weird because it's Nightmare on Elm Street and Nightmare on Elm Street 3 are my favorites. I don't really know if... I was never a big Jason guy, so Friday the 13th, 1 and 3, I don't know if that carries over, but Evil Dead, 1 and 3, those are my favorites there. Scream, I think 3 might have been better than 2. I haven't seen 2 and 3 in so long, so I couldn't really tell. I know Buffy the Vampire Slayer Season 3 was one of the best.
Yeah, that one was awesome.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about 1s and 3s. Happens often.
You're very strange.
Yeah. Killer Tomatoes. That's another one I should show you.
You have shown me that.
I showed you Killer Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good.
That's good. I love puppets and horror. We watched that puppet. What, dog? We're talking. We're doing podcasts. You'll be okay. Just continue to chew on your foot. What was that movie we saw? It was a little horror movie with puppets. Like, all of it was puppets?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can't remember.
Did I watch that for the website, or was that just something that we found?
No, I think you watched it for the website.
Oh, man, that was such a cool thing. So, there's this movie. Christine's trying to look it up. I'll tell you guys. It starts off kind of like a horror movie review. There's a puppet that's all dark, like an Elvira Mistress of the Night thing or a Tales from the Crypt type thing, but with puppets. And he introduces a few movies, and they're puppet horror movies. Like, it was absolutely over the top. Loved it. I think I did do it for the website. Let me see if I can find this horror movie with puppets. Let's see.
That's what I typed in. I'm not.
That's exactly what you typed in.
Yeah, and I'm not getting any success.
Horror movie with puppets. Recent. How about that? Let's see. Horror news. Attack of the Puppet People. Magic. No. Puppet Master's good. Have you ever seen any of the Puppet Master?
No.
Films? No, not Dead Silence. God, man, that's going to drive me insane. Not marionettes. Those are just like hand puppets. It was, anyways, guys, I'll try to find the title of it, you know, and put it in the comments. Hopefully I can, because I'm still looking while craning my neck to talk into the microphone appropriately, and I cannot find it. Oh, man. We did watch it for the website.
Yeah.
And it was last October-ish. And it was a trip. Let me maybe I can find it through the website. Let's see here.
Yeah, you might get better luck.
Horror puppet. Let's see. LRM online.
Learn how to spell.
Horror puppet. Nope. Not gonna find it. I'll try to find it for the comments below. No promises, though. What has been your favorite Halloween memory since marrying me and starting to do Halloween stuff? What's your favorite thing that we do?
I don't know. I think the thing that I loved was the time that we all did Turtles costumes. I was April, you were Casey, mm-hmm. Lucas was Raph.
Raph, yeah.
Yeah, he's dressed as Raph.
That was his first Halloween.
Mm-hmm. And it was awesome.
That was. Haunted houses, do you like those?
Not really.
Why?
I don't know. It makes me, I can't help but laugh. You know, it's like someone had like tried to say something to me and I'm just like chuckling. The only time someone, like, for me, I can be easily startled and then I, mm-hmm. you know, I can laugh, but it's not like really scary. The only time someone really creeped me out was when we were at Busch Gardens for Halloween and someone blew on my neck. Ooh. Like one of the people, like just blew like from one side to the next and then just walked off. It was like sent a chill down my spine. I'm looking and just like that was like the time someone really got me good. But yeah, for me, it's just kind of, I'm trying to hold in laughter while everyone else is afraid.
I like them. There's a great one in Nashville called Slaughterhouse that I had been to a couple times. And I'll tell this funny story. The first time we went, it was me, Matt, Chris, not Avery, Chris, what was his last name? The other Chris, the one that I used to be roommates with.
Okay,
so you know now. Not Avery. There's only really two Chris's I talk about, Avery and the other guy. But anyways, so it was the other Chris. And it was me, Matt, Chris, and Jennifer. and we all went down to Slaughterhouse, and we're going through it, and in this year's, or that year's maze, they had a clown room, and mm-hmm. it was all like 11 doors or something like that in this room, and only one door led to the rest of the maze. The rest of them would lead back into that room. It'd be like a pitch black maze going back into that room. And there was one clown walking in a circle. And that's all he did, was walk in a circle and fuck with people. Be like, nope, that's the wrong door. He would block doors, not let people through. His goal is just to mess with you in that room, right? So we were like looking around, trying to figure out which door to pick. We went to a door and he's like, that's the wrong door. And we're like, fuck it, you know, let's go through the door, right? Anyways, and sure enough, it was the wrong door. All of us ended up back in the clown room. So we pick another door. We think it's another door because it's all looks the same and it's really hard to get through. And so we pick this other door and he says, that's the wrong door. We go through it anyways. He shuts the door on Chris. And so me, Matt, and Jennifer go through. Chris is left in the clown room. He's like, pick another door. And so Chris picked a different door. It was the wrong one. Me, Matt, and Jennifer actually had the right door. So we make it through the whole rest of the maze as a group. Stuck. And Chris has to go do it by himself.
No way.
He was so mad. When he came out of the maze, there's a dude with a chainsaw to do like one last scare as you're coming outside, right? Because mm-hmm. you think, oh, I made it through. And there's a chainsaw guy. Chris comes walking out of the maze. The chainsaw guy rears the, you know, fucking revs up the chainsaw. Chris looks at him, gives him the burn and says, fuck you. And just walks over to us like mad as all hell because he just had to do that entire thing by himself.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that would be too intense. But like the ones, like the small ones that people have, mm-hmm. you know, that they make themselves, you know, usually those aren't, you know, really scary and you're trying not to laugh. And
I've been a part of 3 different haunted houses where I helped make them. And mm-hmm. that's some of the most fun I've ever had in my entire life. I love scaring people. Halloween's my favorite time of year. I mean, it's the best. I love horror movies. I like being scared. It's just like, adrenaline. But it's harder to scare me these days, you know, just life and experience and stuff like that. It takes a lot more to creep me out. So when something does creep me out, I'm really, really excited about it. Like mm-hmm. Signs, you know, that came out years and years ago. But even back then, like I said, I saw The Exorcist in elementary school, which is probably not the best idea. But
no, it's not.
You know, I'd seen it. So what? Seeing Signs was a new type of creepy. And I really, really was impressed and enjoyed that. So, thank you so much for being a part of the show.
You're welcome.
A Friday. There's some big news, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't want to talk about it too much because of today's episode of Los Fanboys is definitely going to cover it. So I hope you guys enjoyed just kind of shooting the shit about some horror movies. Hopefully you heard some movies to check out yourself. If you haven't seen Hocus Pocus, that is a great family-friendly Halloween movie. Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon is an amazing slasher flick. It's one of the best you could ever watch. Highly suggest that one. Idle Hands is a great, like I said, teen stoner horror movie. Check that out. And of course, go check out the last couple of months. Me and Brian have been doing a bunch of horror episodes of LRM Ranks It, going back to July, August, I think. And, check out those. A lot of really good stuff to check out. Make sure you guys are subscribed to the LRM Online podcast network, wherever you get podcasts from. Christine just pointed out a great horror movie that Jammer actually had suggested to us. Happy Death Day. Both of them. Happy Death Day and Happy Death Day to You are great.
Yes.
Watch those. Wherever you can find them at, definitely check those out. But yeah, the LRM Online Podcast Network, awesome. Absolutely great shows like Los Fanboys on Fridays, LRM Ranks It on Wednesdays, LR Mornings every Monday through Friday, and Breaking Geek Radio on Mondays. Make sure you guys check out the YouTube channels, like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. And of course, every single day for all your entertainment news needs, LRMonline.com. Yell at me if you want to yell at Christine at that Kyle Malone on Twitter. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a good weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.